Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
I thank the Lord for allowing me to attend WCCC this year.
感谢主，今年能够让我参加西岸特会。
I was particularly encouraged by the messages that Brother Abe Wu from the New York Fellowship shared with the youth this year.
今年特别是被这个纽约聚会的这个吴弟兄，他向年轻人他交通的信息，我得到鼓励。
His topic was "Do not be ashamed of the testimony."
他的主题是你不要以这见证为耻。
And the theme verse was 2 Timothy 1:8.
他是用到的主题的圣经是提摩太后书第一章第八节。
2 Timothy 1:8, which reads, "So do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord or of me, his prisoner. Rather, join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God."
提摩太后书第一章第八节，你不要以给我们的主做见证为耻，也不要以我这为主被囚的为耻，总要按神的能力与我为福音同受苦难。
And I found this overall topic really applicable to myself.
我觉得这次的主题呢，对我来说非常的实用。
And in fact, just before the very first message of WCCC, I had been texting my friend.
在西岸特会前的第一堂信息以前，我都在和我的一个朋友，我们在发短信。
And I told her I couldn't chat much for the rest of the day because I had a conference to attend.
我跟她说，我说我没有很多的时间来跟你这样发来发去，因为我有一个特会我要参加。
And she asked me what the conference was about.
她问我这个特会是关于什么的。
And I replied, just some meeting with a discussion at the end.
我跟她说，就是一般的会议后面会有一个讨论。
And then I kind of left it at that.
我就这样跟她说。
And when Brother Abe introduced his topic, it occurred to me that I was embarrassed to admit the fact that I'm attending a Christian conference.
这个弟兄这样提醒的时候，我就觉得很惭愧，因为我没有告诉他我是参加一个基督徒的一个聚会。
Even though she, as a non-Christian friend, already knows about my faith.
他其实作为一个不信主的，他其实还是知道我的信仰。
And on the third morning, our brother shared on not being ashamed of the word, which is God's timeless truth.
当第三天我们弟兄他讲到我们不要为这个道来为耻，这是我们因为它是神的永远的真理。
And it hasn't changed even with the skepticism and criticism that it's faced over the years.
无论在过往有多少的批评或者挑战怀疑，它都没有改变。
I can't really say I read the Bible with skepticism because ever since I was little, I was blessed to have been taught that the Bible is God's true word.
我实在要说，我其实读圣经的时候并没有很多怀疑，因为我从小长大的时候，我就被告诉说圣经是真理，是神的话。
However, I always find myself skimming the boring parts of the Bible that don't seem relevant to me.
但是我总是遇到这个圣经里面跟我没有关系的，我就很快的我们把它略过。
For example, the genealogies in the Book of Chronicles.
比方说是在历代志里面讲到的这些家谱。
Or all the laws in the books of Leviticus and Deuteronomy.
或者是在利未记和申命记里面讲到的这些律法的规条。
And I end up questioning why these are recorded in the Bible at all.
我甚至在那里就有这个问题，为什么这些会记在圣经里面。
But Brother Abe shared a quote with us from an old poem.
但是亚伯他就跟我们用了一个以前的一首诗来跟我们这样讲。
And it says, "The anvil of God's word."
这里讲到就是神的话就像一个打铁的铁针。
And for ages, skeptic blows have beat upon.
就在这个历史历代里面有这个锤炼它。
Yet though the noise of falling blows was heard.
那些打下来的这个锤炼的声音你可以听见。
The anvil is unharmed, the hammer is gone.
但是这个铁针毫发无损。但是你这个锤子就消失了。
And this emphasizes how much criticism the Bible has withstood over the years.
这就讲到我这个圣经在这些年来它能够抵挡了多少的批评。
But it has remained eternal and unchanging.
它还是保持它永远和不变的这个性质。
And the words in the Bible are true and real.
圣经里的话是又真又是真实的。
And in response, I shouldn't be reading it like a boring novel, and instead should ask the Lord for wisdom to understand His words.
所以我不应该把它当成一个很乏味的小说来读，而是要向神来求给我智慧，让我能够明白。
And finally, another point that stuck out to me was how Christianity isn't a religion.
最后一点，另外一点就是让我特别印象很深的，就是基督，我们的信仰并不是一个宗教。
Over the summer, I've been busy doing history summer homework.
在夏天，我在做这个暑假的功课。
And we need to take notes on chapters of the textbook.
我们必须要把这个教科书的每一章，我们都要来做笔记。
And in every chapter, there's at least one section that introduces the religion, and its impact on the region around it.
在每一章里面都至少会讲到一个宗教和它对它周围的那些地区的影响。
And a common trend is that many of these rituals and practices must be passed down to the next generation to keep it alive.
在有一点对于他们都是适用的，就是说必须要一代一代的传下来才可以能够流传。
But while religions and traditions die unless you preserve it and give it a life.
这个宗教呢，你如果不保持它的话呢，它就会消亡。
Christianity is a person, not a religion.
基督教是一个基督信仰是一个位是一位，而不是一个宗教。
This is Jesus, who is the one who gives me life, and it is this living faith within me that gives life to me.
这就是基督，是耶稣，是在我里面给赐我生命的那一位。
And I've never heard anyone describe Christianity in this manner.
我从来没有听人有这样的来描述基督信仰。
And I found this really touching.
我觉得这特别让我感动。
This is the end of my sharing. Thank you.
我就交通在这里，谢谢大家。
All right. Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
Yes, I also thank the Lord for the blessing of being able to attend this year's WCCC.
我感谢主给我这样的祝福，让我可以来参加西安特会的年轻人的聚会。
And yet, today I will be sharing how the Lord spoke to me through this year's conference.
我今天要和大家交通主借着这次特会如何的向我说话。
First through the morning youth messages, and then through children's ministry.
第一，先是通过这个早晨的这个年轻人的聚会，然后也通过这个孩子们的他们的聚会。
Yes. So this year the youth message speaker for this conference was Brother Abe Wu from New York.
早晨的年轻人的带领的是纽约聚会的亚伯吴。
And the overall theme for the youth was "Do not be ashamed of the testimony."
年轻人聚会的主题呢，就是说不要为见证以见证为耻。
And is found in 2 Timothy 1:8.
是在提摩太后书一章八节那里。
And yeah, I'll just read it real fast. It says, "Do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord or me of me, his prisoner. Rather, join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God."
你不要以给我们的主做见证为耻，也不要以我这为主被囚的为耻，总要按神的能力与我为福音同受苦难。
Yes, so Brother Abe had four sessions, and each session covered a different aspect of the topic.
亚伯拉罕他的有四堂的信息，每一堂信息都讲到这个其中的一个方面。
Yes. So today I'd like to focus on his fourth session.
今天我想重点来讲一下第四堂的信息。
Which was about not being ashamed of your calling and not being ashamed of suffering.
就是你不要以你的呼召，也不要以苦难为耻。
So Brother A began by clarifying that the opposite of shame or being ashamed is not pride or self-righteousness.
他讲到这个你为耻的这个相反的，不是说是你为你自己的义而来骄傲。
But it is being a willing testimony. It is being willing to be a testimony for the Lord.
而是要愿意为主做这样的一个见证。
As Paul tells Timothy to not be ashamed in 2 Timothy 1:8, but instead be willing to suffer for the gospel.
就像保罗在提摩太后书里面向提摩太所说的, 你要为福音要受苦。
As servants of our Lord, we expect to suffer in a world that is determined to contradict God's word and truth.
当我们跟随主的时候，我们要预备好为他来受苦， 因为这个世界要反对他的话语的真理。
But by our own power, we are weak.
但是靠着我们自己的能力，我们是很软弱的。
But Brother Abe then explained that the key to enduring trials is through God's power.
弟兄提醒我们，我们能够来忍受这一切，是通过神的能力。
And this kind of power is not found in the world or even our own natural selves.
这个能力不是在这个世界上或者说在我们里面有的。
In fact, this power is the complete opposite of what the world would call power.
这个能力与这个世界上所讲的那个能力是完全相反。
The world often seeks to dominate with power and always seeks to put itself first.
这个世界总是要用能力来征服，而且要把它自己来放在第一位。
However, God calls us to be servants, and His power allows us to not only endure trials, but also allows us to love and put others first.
这个从神那里来的能力，就是让我们要能够不仅能够来忍受苦难，而且要把神和别人放在首位。
And on paper, this seems impossible.
从字面上来讲，好像是不可能的。
But Brother Abe reminded us that we have the life of someone who has already done the impossible for us.
弟兄就提醒我们，我们拥有这样一个已经做成了这件事的人的他的生命。
Our Lord Jesus has already endured all the suffering and death in the world out of love for us.
我们的主因着爱我们的缘故，他已经忍受了世界上对他的施加的一切的苦难和逼迫。
And we now have the assurance of victory because of what He has done for us on the cross.
因着他在十字架上为我们所做的，所以我们就有得胜的这样的一个确据。
So thus the key to not being ashamed of our faith, the gospel, or the word, or even our calling.
因此我们就不可以有这样的能力，不为我们的信仰，我们的这个福音和这个他的话和他向我们的护照，我们不以这些任何的事情为耻。
Yes, the key is to know our Lord Jesus personally, deeply and truly.
这个关键就是我们要真正的、更深的来完全的认识我们的主。
If we truly know who we believe, we will have joy and willingness to follow Him without shame.
如果我们真正的认识他，我们就有喜乐，我们也愿意来毫无这个羞耻的来跟随他。
So, thank the Lord, that was something that really touched me from Brother Abe's messages.
这就是感谢主，这就是他通过弟兄来摸着我的心的。
Next, I want to share a little on helping out with the children's ministry this year.
在另外一个方面呢，我就交通一点我在这个幼儿服事的上面的帮忙的一些学习。
So this year, the Lord blessed me with the opportunity to help teach the kindergartners.
今年神给我这样的一个福气，让我能够来教这些学前班的这些孩子们。
However, at first, I must admit I was definitely relying on myself to try to serve the Lord.
我必须承认，我一开始的时候，我试图来靠我自己来服侍主。
And as a result, preparing lessons for them felt a little more like a challenge, unfortunately.
不幸的是，刚开始呢，因着这样，所以我就觉得预备这些功课都对我来说非常有挑战。
For the children's ministry this year, the lesson plan was to present the theme of spiritual reality through the life of Jacob.
今年这个幼儿服事的这个主题是我们从雅各的一生来看怎么样能够来保守神的见证。
As a hopefully still young adult myself, I wasn't even quite sure what spiritual reality was at the time.
来保持属灵的实际，但是作为一个很年轻的一个刚成年的人，我也没有特别对这个事情的认识。
And had no idea how to explain the concept to a group of 5 and 6 year olds.
我实在没有办法来向这些五六岁的小孩子们怎么跟他们来解释。
When I met with the sister who was helping me teach.
所以我就和帮我来教学的那个姊妹，我们见了个面。
Both of us expressed some uncertainty on what to do.
我们都有一点这个好像不肯定要做什么。
We then decided to pray and offer up this task to the Lord.
我们然后就决定我们来祷告，然后我们就把这件事来交给主。
In my prayer, I had to admit I was relying on myself rather than seeking to please the Lord and putting Him first.
在祷告里面，我觉得我不能再靠我的主，不能再靠我的自己，而是要把赞美来依靠来放在主那里。
And I had to earnestly ask him for guidance.
我在那里迫切地求他给我带领。
Thank the Lord, he is full of grace and mercy.
感谢主，他满了怜悯和恩典。
Because almost immediately after praying, we were able to decide on the main topic for the lesson we were preparing.
当我们刚刚祷告完，我们就马上我们就有一个感觉，我们来要讲什么。
Even in a situation as small as that, the Lord still taught me the importance of not serving Him through my own strength.
就这样，像在这样的小事的当中，主都教会我不要靠着自己的能力来侍奉他。
But by offering back everything back to Him.
而是把所有的事情都来交在他的手里。
The one who should be first in all.
因为他要在凡事上居首位。
I truly thank the Lord.
我实在感谢主。
Because on the first day, our lesson was about salvation.
因为我们第一天的信息呢是讲到拯救救恩。
And when we asked if anyone wanted to be saved, one child actually raised her hand and said yes.
当我们问有没有人想得救呢，就有一个小孩子，他举起了手。
I know. That was the Lord's work.
我们知道这是主在做工。
Because I honestly had not really expected any response to the question.
我实在没有来期望能够有人会有这样对这样的一个问题会有这样的一个反应。
But yet again, the Lord taught me that He is a God who is in all and reigns in all.
但是主就再一次提醒我，他就是那一位在一切当中又来掌管一切的主。
So all glory be to Him, and thank you for listening.
我们把所有的荣耀归给他，谢谢你们能听我的分享。
Thank the Lord for Rochelle's and Candace sharing. The Lord indeed has blessed us in WCCC.
要为那个 Rochelle 和 Candace 的那个分享交通感谢主，主实在是借着 WCCC 祝福了我们。
Yeah, although it was just a virtual conference and the time was really short, but the burden and the calling from the Lord was very clear to me.
尽管呢是这个线上的聚会，也时间也短，但是呢，弟兄们的负担和那个主的呼召是很清楚的。
Yeah, I think the burden was spiritual reality of the church.In light of the Lord's imminent return.
我想这个负担就是那个教会属灵的实际是在那个主再来之前，即将再来之前教会属灵的实际。
Yeah, I remember Brother Dana was sharing on spiritual, he said that he was going to share on spiritual reality in view of the kingdom soon coming.
他在Dana 弟兄说，他交通教会属灵的实际是在着眼于 那个即将来到的那个主的国度。
Yeah, I guess in his words is in the view it in the kingdom time zone.
他按他的话说就是按在着眼于那个国度这个时间段。
And then I also remember Brother Sun was reminding us that we shouldn't waste time on anything that are not related to the kingdom or the will of God.
我也记得孙弟兄交通讲，我们确实不应该在那些与国度和与主的旨意无关以外的事情上浪费时间。
Yeah, and I think some brothers last week already shared this already. We already have WCCC for like 35 years.
有些弟兄上次已经交通过，我们已经有过35次的那个西安特会。
It's past time that these messages become reality in our lives.
在过去呢，就是说这些那个信息在那个在我们的生命中成为实际。
Yeah, so can we read a couple Bible verses in Colossians chapter 1? For time's sake, I'll just read verses 9 and 10.
我们读些圣经，我们读那个哥罗西书一章第九和第十节。
Yeah, for this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord to please him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God.
因此我们自从听见的日子也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意，好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神。
I want to underline verse 10, walk in a manner worthy of the Lord.
我想那个在那个第十节那个你行事为人对得起主那个地方加下划线强调一下。
So the messages were so abundant, but I want to share on two points that the Lord especially impressed on my heart regarding our response to the messages that the Lord has spoken to us.
特会的信息呢很丰富，但是呢我想在这里讲呢有两点在我的心里面有印象的，让我们能够回应的两点。
Yeah, the first one was Brother Dana's message, and Brother and Sister remember that his topic was the prevailing of the authority of the head.
这第一点呢是在 Dana 弟兄的那个信息，他的那个题目是元首权柄的通达。
Yeah, I remember when I first saw this topic on the WCCC announcement, my first thought was this topic is very wordy. It's like, why can't it just be simply the headship of Christ or the authority of the head?
当我刚开始听到那个特会的那个公告的时候说的这个题目的时候，我是觉得这个题目呢有点长，他那个为什么不是简单的说那个就是讲到那个基督的元首或基督的权柄。
Yeah, but after the conference I really understand the importance of the word prevailing.
但特会以后我真的体会到就是说这个通达这个词的重要性。
I think brother and sister remember brother Dana's talk about three aspects of this related to the headship of Christ. So of course the first one was the headship, second authority, and the third preeminence.
我想弟兄姊妹们应该知道，我们弟兄讲了三个有关这件事的方面，一个是就是说是那个是他的那个元首，就说座头就 headship， 一个是那个就 authority 就是权柄，还有一个就是在那居首位，这三个方面。
Headship and authority to me they are indisputable facts. They are just facts. I mean the Christ is the head of the church and his authority is in the church. That's just not disputable.
对我来讲，主是头和权柄，在教会，在教会里面，我觉得这是无可争议的事实。
Yeah, but whether the Lord can have preeminence among us depends on how we respond to this headship and authority.
但是主呢，是否能在教会中居首位呢？那就取决于我们如何回应基督做头的事实和他的做头和他的权柄这个事实。
Yeah, so whether his headship and authority can prevail in the church is what depends on whether we give him preeminence.
他的那个元首的地位和那个他的权柄能不能在教会中通达，就取决于我们对他的那个回应。
And in Brother Dana's word, our response to the Lord's headship and authority, is a response of love and estimation.
按我们 Dana 弟兄的话讲，我们对那个基督做头和他的权柄的回应呢，应该是这是爱和一个估量的回应。
That's a good translation. 估量。I just remember when I heard Brother Dana use this word estimation. At first, I thought I heard it wrong, and I think the translator even didn't hear that word. So I was wondering, what did he mean by that?
我刚开始听到那个 Dana 弟兄用的就那个估量这个词的时候，我觉得是他是不是用错了？然后就是那个翻译的人好像也没有听清楚，就没有。
Yeah, so I went to Google the definition of the word estimation, and I tried to listen to a recording to make sure I understand what Brother Dana was trying to say.
所以呢，我就是上网到 Google 去查了一下，然后我试图的理解这个 estimation， 就是说这个估量这个词它的意思是什么。
Yeah, so by definition, estimation can mean honor.Esteem or a judgment of worth.
在它的这个词，它的定义呢，可以是有尊敬、敬重和价值判断的意思。
Yeah, so after I understand what Brother Dana was trying to say, I just found it really it just seems like the Lord is speaking to me is asking me a question.
当我了解了这个词的意思的时候，对我来讲就像是主在问我一个问题。
What is my worth to you? Do you think I'm worthy for you to give me preeminence?
主的问题就是说我对你的价值是什么？我是不是配得你的给我的那个让我居首位
？Yeah, it's more than just love. Is the Lord's worth to us? What is it to us?
这个还不比爱还要更多，因为它就意味着主对我们意味着什么，它的价值是什么。
Yeah, Candace and Michelle shared in their youth meetings message about not being ashamed of the Lord. If we believe, if we know whom we have believed, if we know the worth of Christ to us, then we will not be ashamed.
就像我那个 Rochelle 和那个 Candace 姊妹，他们交通了那个青年人的信息，不以那个为主做见证为耻。如果我们真的知道我们所信的是谁，那么我们就不会为他做见证为耻。
And we will gladly, quickly give him preeminence in the church and in all things.
我们会高兴的，而且立很快的，就把这个让他在教会中居首位。
Yeah. So recently we are working on a reprint of my dad's book, 行过了死荫的幽谷 Through the Valley of the Shadow of Death, with some brothers and sisters.
最近呢，我们和一些弟兄姊妹们在那个为着那个就重印行过死荫的幽谷这本书有些工作。
Yeah, and rereading that book and the testimonies of the brothers and sisters in the 1950s under the government's pressure and persecution for their faith, I once again see example of what it means to give preeminence to the Lord.
当我们重新读到在那个在五十年代在那个政府的那个逼迫的情形下那些弟兄姊妹他们的那个见证，我就能让我的大家看到什么叫做让基督在我们的生命中做居首位。
Yeah, because they wanted to give the Lord preeminence, to hold fast to the headship of Christ in church. Brother and sister were willing to give up much, even their own life, to hold fast to the headship of Christ in church.
因为那些弟兄姊妹们为了要让主居首位，为了让能够持定元首，他们这些弟兄姊妹甚至到一个地步，愿意把他们的生命交出来。
Yeah, it was just really touching testimonies of many brothers and sisters who truly have given their lives to the Lord.
我真的是被真的把那个他们的生命为了主交出来的那些弟兄姊妹而受了感动。
Yeah, today the Lord does not give us such circumstances or persecution, but there are many things that can threaten the preeminence of Christ in His church.
当然，今天主没有把那个环境甚至那个就是说那个逼迫给我们，但是呢，还有有很多事情会威胁到我主在教会中居首位这件事情。
Yeah, may the Lord show us and remind us what is His worth, so that we are willing to give Him preeminence in all things.
愿意主就提醒我们，就说他的价值是什么，就说他对于我们来说是什么，然后让我们能够把这个首位交给他。
And another point that impressed on my heart was the burden or calling for a new generation to enter into the spiritual reality.
另外一个点呢，就是说对新一代的那个负担和呼召，让他们能够进入这个属灵的实际。
Yeah, Brother Pang shared on, he used an example of Joshua and Caleb and that generation, the new generation, who were able to enter Canaan on God's promise. He was using that as an example of how we should be.
彭弟兄呢，他是用了在约书亚和加勒领导和代表的那一代新一代人，他们怎么样进入那个神所应许的那个迦南地的这件事情作为一个例子。
Yeah, Brother Pan didn't have a lot of time to share more on the characteristics of this second generation. But one thing we know is that this generation was able to enter God's promise because of faith.
彭弟兄呢没有很多的时间把那些具体的内容都交通出来，但是他说呢，就是说他们能够进入迦南地是因为他们的信心。
They value God's promise. They trusted in God's promise.
他们看重主的应许，他们也相信主的应许。
Yes, but of course, as Candace shared earlier, to be able to follow or to hold fast to God's promise is not by our own strength, is the Lord's work.
就像我们开那次姊妹跟他交通的那样，当然我们就是说能够抓住神的应许，牢牢地抓住神的应许，也不是靠我们的能力，而是神的工作。
First, we need to know that He is our head, so we follow Him.
我们首先要知道他是我们的头，我们要跟从他。
And then we also need to follow the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit's guidance. That's Brother Sun's message.
我们也要顺从圣灵的引导，那就是孙弟兄的信息。
And we need to be willing to walk the way of the cross. That's Brother Kwok's message.
我们也要愿意走十字架的道路，这是郭弟兄的信息。
And then the abundant life of Christ can be manifested. That's Brother Pang's message.
然后这个丰盛的生命就可以显明出来，这就是彭弟兄的信息。
And during this conference, I noticed was brother and sister aging.
这个特会里面，我注意到弟兄姊妹们变老了。
I noticed a lot more graying hair and wrinkles on brothers and sisters whom I used to think they were young brothers and sisters.
我注意到有很多的弟兄姊妹，我以前觉得还年轻的，现在有很多灰的头发和那个皱纹。
And we know that there are some brothers and sisters who are not with us anymore.
我们也知道有些弟兄姊妹已经没有和我们，已经不再和我们在一起了。
When we ended the conference with the song Maranatha, I kept thinking of Brother Hosea.
当我们在特会的结束说那个 Maranatha 的时候，我不自觉地想到吴和西弟兄。
I remember how he used to almost always share this song with us at the end of WCCC.
我也记得他几乎每次在那个西岸特会的末尾，他就和我们分享这首诗歌。
And of course, he is with the Lord now, and many others also. So there really is a need for new generation to enter into this spiritual reality that the Lord is seeking.
我们知道，吴弟兄他已经和主在一起了，还有些其他的一些弟兄姊妹，所以这时代真的是有一个需要让新的一代进入属灵的时机。
And I'm glad that Brother Ted, Brother Pang, clarified that this new generation doesn't just mean young brother and sister, because if it does, then I don't have hope.
那个我很高兴的是，彭弟兄说，这个新一代不光是指的是年龄，如果只是那样的话，我们就没有希望。
The new generations is not about age, it's about whether we are setting our heart toward God and His will.
这个新一代它的意义不在于年龄，而在于我们是否把我们的心放在神和神的旨意上面。
Whether our heart is set on God's purpose or our own lives.
关乎我们是把我们的心放在神的旨意上面、目的上面，还是放在我们自己的生活上。
Whether our hearts is toward Canaan or toward Egypt.
我们的心是向着迦南还是向着埃及？
I'm not sure how much more time I have, but I want to share an illustration that the Lord showed me regarding spiritual reality.
我不知道还有多长时间，但是我想给大家讲一个那个一个例子来说明那个这个属灵的实际。
Brother Pan also shared that spiritual reality is from God's point of view, how God viewed us, is not from what we think is spiritual reality.
彭弟兄也交通到，就是说属灵的实际要是从主的眼光来看，是根据主所看见的，而不是根据我们的眼光。
I think a lot of times we get distracted or discouraged by things around us, and it's hard for us to see what spiritual reality is or whether it is even possible.
很多，我想很多时候我们是常常因为我们眼周围所看见的一些事情来分心或者灰心，而看不到我们怎样才能去达到神所要的属灵实际。
Yeah, the day after WCCC, I was with my mom, and I was looking out to their backyard and saw the flowers growing out behind the shrub in the backyard.
在县特会之后的第二天，我和我母亲在一起，我在我们看我的后院，我就看见从那些低矮的灌木的后面长出一些花。
I remember when my dad told us that he wanted to plant some flowers behind the shrub. I kept asking him, why do you want to plant flowers behind it? We can't even see it.
我记得当我父亲要我们在那个灌木后面种一些花的时候，我一直问他为什么要在灌木后面看不到的地方种这些东西。
He didn't really answer me, but he just told me that he wanted to plant the plants there.So we asked Uncle John to help us with the gardening. So he planted some flowering plants behind the shrub.
他没有怎么回答我，只是让我去做这件事。所以说我们就请那个 Uncle John 弟兄来帮忙，他在那个灌木后面种花。
For a while, I just kept saying, and then my dad would always remind me, remember to water those plants. I would do it, but then in my heart, I kept wondering, what's the point? It's behind the shrub. I can't even see them.
在那个灌木后面种下种子，然后呢，我父亲提醒我呢，别忘了给那些种子浇水。但是在我心里呢，我在想，这个有什么意义呢？因为他们都是在那个灌木后面的。
And then probably after about a year, and then the plant started growing and it got higher than the shrub. And then we started to see flowers growing behind the shrub.
然后呢，大概在一年以后，然后呢，这些植物呢就生长，然后长呢比那个灌木还高一些，然后我们开始看见花出来。
And it looks really nice with the flowers behind the shrub. And then I understand.Now, what my dad was able to see that I couldn't see.
这个时候呢，看见了灌木后面的有朵花，看上去真的是很好。然后呢，我现在才开始理解我父亲当初所看见的。
He was able to see in his mind the end result, what it would be. I couldn't see it.
因为他那个时候，他能够在他的脑海里边看见那个最终的结果是什么，而当时我看不见。
I think this is the illustration of the difference between having natural eyes and eyes of faith.
我想这就是一个例子，可以来帮助我们说明什么叫有一个天然的眼睛和一个有信心的眼睛。
The Lord can see the spiritual reality that He is after.
主能够看见他要的那个属灵的实际。
And Caleb and Joshua and those.Who are after God's heart, they could see by faith what the Lord is after.
那个约书亚、加勒和那些就说那个寻求主的人跟随他们的人，他们能够看见那个主所要的那个。
Yeah, for me, who is weak in faith, I see all the problems. I see all the obstacles in the way.But sometimes I can't see that glorious result that the Lord can see.
对于我呢，就是说我因为是用天然的眼睛，所以我看见的是那些障碍，那些问题，那就没有看见那个荣耀的那个结局。
Yeah, so I am sharing with an echo to Brother Dana's prayer at the end of his first message.
我将以Dana 弟兄在他第一堂信息结束时的祷告作为回应他那个祷告作为我的分享的结束。
Yeah, he prayed that may we have the heavenly vision to see how great our Christ is.
愿我们有属天的意象，看到基督是多么伟大。
May we have that vision of.God's spiritual reality, so we can respond in love and estimation.
让我们有那个，就是说，属灵实际，神要给我们的那个属灵的实际的那个意象，让我们能够以爱和估量来回应。
That we can walk worthy of our calling.
能够行事为人，能够和我们所蒙的召相称。
Yeah, thank the Lord.
感谢主。
Thank you, Brother Roger.
弟兄姐妹们，大家早上好。今天我也来分享一点点在 WCCC 的一点的学习。
And I'd like to share a little bit what I learned from the WCCC.
感谢主，借助他的仆人。通过特会提醒我们要有属灵的实际。
I thank the Lord, through his servants, he reminded us that we need to have spiritual reality.
可能我们信主多年，也听了很多的道，也有很多的知识，但我们没有属灵的实际。
We have believed in the Lord for many years, and we have heard a lot of messages, but we do not have the spiritual reality.
因为我们很多时候是听到，但是没有行道。
Because very often we are the hearers of the word, but not the doers of the word.
所以基督的生命没有在我们身上活出来。
And that the life of Christ is not being lived out from us.
或者我们外面的侍奉的工作很多。
And maybe we have a lot of services on the outside.
但外面的工作也不是主所看重。
But the outward works is not what's emphasized by the Lord.
主愿意我们来亲近他，经历他。
The Lord wants us to draw near to Him and draw close to Him and to experience Him.
Yeah, 我也想到我们知道玛利亚与马大的故事。
We know of the story of Martha and Mary.
马大是侍候的事多，这是玛利亚在主耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。
Martha was serving a lot.But Mary sat before the Lord's feet and listened to his words.
那我就知道在路加福音第十章的四十一节那里也记载了主的对马大的说话。
So in the Gospel of Luke chapter 10 verse 41 is recorded what the Lord said to Martha.
主说马大马大你为许多的事思虑愁烦忧。
The Lord said, but the Lord answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things.
但是不可少的只有一件，玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
But only one thing is necessary, for Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her.
只是愿意我们都来亲近他，来到他的脚前来得那上好的福分。
The Lord wants us to draw close to him and to choose the good part.
也感谢主，借助上年的疫情也让我们有一个思考。
Thank the Lord for last year's pandemic.To give us an opportunity.
除主耶稣之外，我们没有别的依靠。
That apart from the Lord Jesus, we do not have anyone we can rely on.
面对这样的疫情工作的门也关上，其实我的心里也有很多的担忧。
Because of the pandemic, the doors of work have been closed to me, and so I actually had a lot of anxiety.
但是呢，我想到诗篇127那个第一章那里，主也向我们说的话。
But I was reminded in Psalm 127, verse 1, the Lord said to us,
他说若不是耶和华建造房屋建造的人就枉然劳力若不是耶和华看守城池看守的人就枉然警醒
It says unless the Lord builds a house they labor in vain who build it unless the Lord guards the city the watchman stays awake in vain
在以赛亚诗歌26章那个第三节也说到
And it's also said in Isaiah 26 verse 3.
他说是尽心依赖你的，你必保守他十分平安，因为他依靠你。
It says, you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you.
Yeah, 就是只有无尽的恩典给我们。
The Lord has his infinite grace to us.
虽然是在这个居家跟门的日子，他也保守我们一家都平安。
Even though in the days of sheltering in place, he has kept my whole family in peace.
Yeah, 经济上也没有什么缺乏。
And we do not lack anything financially.
我们只是要用心灵和诚实来敬拜侍奉他。
We ought to worship and serve him in truth and in spirit.
多多地得着主的自己，活出他丰富的生命。
So that we can gain more of himself and his abundant life.
只是这样的爱我们，我们也要来回应他的爱。
The Lord loves us like this. We need to respond to his love.
照着我们的本相，我们都是不堪不配的罪人。
According to ourselves, we are all wretched and we are unworthy sinners.
我们本是与神无分无关，结局是走向死亡。
We did not have a portion in the Lord, and our end is to walk to the path of death.
但爱, 神是爱我们, 祂用永远的爱来爱我们。
But God loves us, and he loves us with his eternal love.
祂在创世之前就在基督耶稣里拣选了我们。
As before the foundation of the world, he has chosen us.
就像在哥罗西书的一章十二节那里十二十三节那里说到。
And in Colossians chapter 1, verses 12 and 13, it says,
又感谢父, 叫我们能与众生徒在光明中同得基业, 祂救了我们脱离黑暗的权势, 把我们迁到祂爱子的国里。
Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light, he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love.
我们也知道我们的主耶稣基督也是爱我们。
And we also know that our Lord Jesus loves us.
他原是神怀里的独生的爱子。
And he's also the only begotten beloved son in God's bosom.
也是创造万有的主。
He's also the Lord who has created all things.
但是他是爱我们。
But he loves us.
他也全心的谦卑来顺服父神的旨意。
And he was humble and submit to God's will.
他离开荣耀的高天的宝座，取了人的样式，来到这个地上。
And he has left the glorious throne in heaven, and he has come to the world and taken on the likeness of a man.
他来到这个地上，走上了一条孤单的十字架的道路。
And he has come to the world to walk on this lonely way of the cross.
他受尽了一切的侮辱。
And he has suffered all mockings.
但是主还是在十字架上来为我们流血，血命。
But he still shed his blood on the cross and died for us.
他背负了我们罪业，无罪的成为有罪的代替。
That he has taken our sins, the sinners has become the substitution of the sinful ones.
他也为我们的罪做了挽回祭，叫我们与神和好。
And he has become the propitiation of sin that he causes to be reconciled with God.
我们就罪得赦免。 成为神的儿女。
That our sins can be forgiven, that we can become children of God.
Yeah, 将来还要带我们进他的永远的荣耀那里。
And in the future, he will bring us into his eternal glory.
就在十字架上, 流血舍命, 要复活升天。
The Lord died on the cross and shed his blood, and he also resurrected and ascended to heaven.
他倒空了他的生命，荣耀丰富，目的就是要将他的生命，他的荣耀丰富，他的自己来也是赏赐来给我们。
And he has emptied his life and his glory and riches in order to give his life and glory and riches to us.
主是这样那样的爱我们，我们要来回应他的爱。
Because the love, the Lord loves us like this, we have to respond to his love.
我们要来爱父，不要爱世界。
And we need to love the Father and not love the world.
因为我们爱世界的话，父就不在我们的心里。
Because if we love the world, the Father is not in our heart.
那我们也就基督的生命也就没有成长。
And the life of Christ cannot grow.
那我们也要当舍己来背起我们的十字架来跟从他。
That we need to deny ourselves and take up our cross to follow him.
那我们要来反对自己，我们要来舍己。
And we need to set up against ourselves and to deny ourselves.
让基督生命在我们身上活。
So that the life of Christ can be living in us.
就像加拉太书二章二十节那里说到。
And just like Galatians 2:20 says.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
I have been crucified with Christ, it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
主也是教会的全体的主首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使我们使他可以在凡事上居首位。
And the Lord also, he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, and in all things he may have preeminence.
因此我们都要来尊主为大。让他凡事居首位。
So we need to exalt our Lord and to let him have preeminence in all things.
我们也要来顺服他的权柄。
And we need to submit to his authority.
让主的名得到高举。
So that the name of the Lord can be exalted.
让基督的生命在教会全体中得到彰显。
And so that the name of the Lord can be exalted throughout the land.
我们要有一个心智，就好像加勒跟约瑟亚那里说他们是全心的跟随耶和华。
And we also need to have this heart like Caleb and Joshua that they follow the Lord wholeheartedly.
我们在现在这个时代，我们也要全心来侍奉敬拜主。
And in our times, we need to serve and worship the Lord with our whole heart.
让我们也知道，在旧约里，神允许将牛奶与蜜的迦南美地赐给以色列民为业。
And we know that in the Old Testament, the Lord has promised to give.The land of Canaan flowing with milk and honey to be an inheritance to the Israelites.
但是那一代呢只有加勒和约瑟亚可以进入神的迦南的美地。
But for that generation, only Caleb and Joshua could enter into the land of Canaan.
因为他们有一个心智，就是全心的跟随耶和华。
Because they have this heart or this spirit to follow the Lord wholeheartedly.
他们是抓住神的应许，凭着信心去得那地为业。
They have grabbed hold of the promise of God and to enter to that land to take it as their inheritance.
但是其他的人只看见那里的环境，那里的民是何其的可怕。
But the other people could only see the environment and the inhabitants in that land, and they found them very fearful.
他们看不到神的同在和作为，他们也不相信神的应许，所以他们都不能进入神所应许之地。
And they could not believe in God's work and His promise, and they did not grab hold of His promise. Therefore, they could not enter into this land.
Yeah, 我们今天就是要全心来跟随、侍奉、敬拜我们的主。
And today, we are to follow our Lord and worship Him and serve Him wholeheartedly.
Yeah, 要凭我们的信心来抓住主的一切的应许。
And by faith, we will hold on to all the promises of our Lord.
无论羔羊往哪里去，我们都要跟随。
And wherever the lamb goes, we will follow.
Yeah, 我们也知道我们的主荣耀得胜的升天以后，保卫师圣灵就降下来。
And we know that after the glorious ascension of our Lord, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, descended.
Yeah, 圣灵是就在我们的里面，与我们同在。
And the Holy Spirit indwells, dwells in us and is with us.
圣灵是让我们更多来认识基督，也更多的得知基督生命的丰富。
The Holy Spirit helps us to know our Lord more and to have more of His riches in our lives.
圣灵也来管理我们的一切的环境，他的目的就是将我们磨成他神儿子的模样。
And the Holy Spirit governs all our circumstances in order to conform us into the image of the Son.
要成为基督的身体，带领我们进荣耀的国度里。
That in order to become the body of Christ, and lead us into glory.
虽然我们还处在困难的疫情的环境中，或处在一切的难处之中。
Even though we are still in the midst of the pandemic and among all the other difficulties.
但是只有无限的慈爱和恩典。
But the Lord has infinite love and grace.
Yeah, 他也知道我们的一切的需要。
And He knows all our needs.
Yeah, 我们是从来不缺乏。
And we're never in lack.
Yeah, 我们就要来顺服圣灵的带领，顺服恩膏的教训。
So we ought to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit and to submit to the teaching of the anointing.
让基圣灵自由地在我们的身上运行，让基督活出来。
So that the Holy Spirit can freely work in us and that we can live out Christ.
要将我们磨成那个合用的器皿，做成神的工作。
So we can be made into a vessel fitted for the Lord's use and for Him to accomplish His work.
就像在彼得前书二章五节那里说到。
And just like what it says in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5.
你们来到主面前也就像活石，被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，直至耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
Says you also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
Yeah, 感谢主，愿他能够得着我们所有的人。
Thank the Lord, may He be able to gain all of us.
将基督的身体，就是教会，早日装饰整齐，来迎候主的回来。
and to prepare the body of Christ, which is the bride, the church, to welcome the Lord to return.
愿主永远的旨意早日完成。
May the Lord's eternal will accomplish soon.
愿一切的荣耀、权柄、尊贵、丰富、圣瞻、敬拜、拜戴都归给我们的主。
May all the authority, honor, and glory, and riches, and worship all be back to him.
感谢主，谢谢。
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.